ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas starts Friday morning, a day later than originally planned. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
I'm waiting for news.
Hadass Calderon says her 16-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son were kidnapped during the October 7th Hamas terror attack.
I want just good news. I don't want any bad news anymore.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says as part of the deal, the Red Cross will be allowed to visit the hostages not yet released.
The first group out will include 13 hostages. A former Obama staffer has been arrested for harassing a halal cart worker in New York. WCBS TV's Alice Gaynor has details.
64-year-old Stuart Seldowitz was arrested Wednesday, charged with a hate crime, stalking, and harassment. Police say the former national security official is the one seen in several cell phone videos.
We're going to put big signs here that say this guy believes in Hamas. You're a terrorist.
CBS New York tried repeatedly to get in contact with Seldowitz, who alleged to other news outlets that Hussein said he supported what Hamas did, and that's what got him so upset, a claim Hussein denies.
A bit of disruption today at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade when about half a dozen Palestinian protesters tried to glue themselves to the street in front of a float while wearing fake blood-covered jumpsuits. Otherwise, CBS's Chanel Call tells us the parade was a lot of fun.
There were 25 balloons in all, guided through city streets by hundreds of volunteers.
It's a lot of responsibility to keep the balloons steady. Chance of a lifetime.
Marching bands from around the country joined 31 floats at ground level.
And now it's dinner time for thousands of U.S. troops all over the world. Army Private First Class Khalil Hutchinson is stationed in Poland.
Hello, my name is POC Khalil Hutchinson, 11 Charlie, out here in Poland with 1-1 Cav. I just want to wish my family and friends back at home in West Palm Beach, Florida, a happy holidays.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is getting sued by a woman who claims he sexually assaulted her in 1993. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The three-page court document does not provide details of the alleged assault, but names Adams, the Transit Bureau, the New York Police Department, and the New York Police Department Guardians Association as defendants. A City Hall spokesman says the mayor does not know the person making the accusation and denied the claim.
The FBI is also investigating Adams for alleged corruption. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving turns 50 today. The Peanuts special first debuted on CBS back in 1973. Today, you can watch it on Apple Plus. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jacques says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 12 tonight, under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 31 tomorrow. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show, our final weekly show of the regular season as the Badgers get set to play the final game of this regular season. And as you would hope, the rivalry game remains at the end of the regular season schedule, rivalry week throughout college football. And for the Badgers, that means the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, Wisconsin and Minnesota, Saturday afternoon up at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. 2:30 will be the kickoff, the 133rd meeting between these programs, and it split right down the middle, 62-62. And back when they had ties in college football, they locked up eight times. That's why this is a rivalry. As we are joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, whose team had senior night last Saturday. It was turned into a heck of a game, turned into a heck of an atmosphere too. And that was one of the things, I guess, as we bring in the Badgers head coach, one of the things you emphasized Monday, right, Luke, in your news conference, what that crowd, the student section, what that meant on a Saturday night game to help push your guys to an overtime win.
At this point in time, you know, late in the season in particular, I mean, you need everything, right? I've said to those guys, you know, we keep reiterating to ourselves, like, we need everything we've got. And Saturday night, we needed something extra, and we got it from that atmosphere, to be honest. You know, not that it wasn't like that the night game we played against Ohio State, or even, you know, some of the other games, but you know, later in the season, the weather starts to change. The way the game went to start with, I mean, we really, really needed and relied upon that energy that the crowd brought, especially the student section, and especially down the stretch.
What were you thinking that the way that game started? I mean, is it, you know, do you go on a rant? Do you try to just kind of stay the course? I mean, when it's 14-0 early, what – give us an idea what your world was like.
Everything's going through your head, and you know, it's tough when the whole philosophy of the whole game and the whole game plan was to get off to a good start. And that doesn't always mean just, you know, be ahead, but it's, you know, be consistent, you know, get some things to happen well in the first quarter, just to get you some energy and to get you some momentum and create an atmosphere. And we didn't do that, but some way, somehow, a fourth down stop all of a sudden, you know, shifted a little bit of energy and momentum, the crowd, the environment, the night, all those things kind of fell into place. Because, yeah, you're wondering what do we need at this point in time? You know, what's it going to take? You know, I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe that something I say is going to all of a sudden click. You know, it's finding ways to get guys to believe in each other and guys to be an example, you know. And good news was, is we shifted it around, got it going in a different direction as we went into halftime. So, you know, there was a little bit of a, you know, I'd say calmness, but understanding of where we were and what we needed to do. And it wasn't, you know, a situation that had gotten a little bit out of control and, you know, didn't warrant maybe a complete, you know, tirade at halftime.
This bowl streak is something I know the program has taken pride in. It's now 22 straight years where the Badgers have been bowl eligible. That it's, you know, the extends the longest streak in the Big Ten, third longest in the country. And that's important. But Luke, just listening to you and even your players, I just got the sense that last week was about a heck of a lot more than that. Yes, you're going to get that 13th game, but it just felt like the meaning of everything, it encompassed quite a bit more.
Yeah, I think just where we were, you know, there's a lot of things that were hanging in the balance still even last week. And, you know, that being one of them, of a bowl, you know, eligible or bowl streak and things like that. And just to where we were, I didn't think it was something to continue to talk about and put on our plates. It was more about how can we create some energy? How can we shift what's been going on and our inability to play consistent and play complementary? And, you know, so I didn't want to focus on those things. There's so much growth that we need to continue to do Some of those other things can be distracting. They're not to say they're not important, but when you hit a little bit of that tougher stretch and tougher roads, I think it's really important to kind of lock in and try to figure out where, you know, how are we going to get this thing going in the right direction, and worrying about the outside things and the destinations. I don't think you give you the best chance to get the thing kind of going in a different direction. It's really just kind of, you know, circling the wagons, staying tighter and closer and focusing on the minute, the hour, the day, the week. And I thought the guys did a really good job of that last week.
There are so many individual names I could point to here, but if you look at a box score, Braylon Allen, 22 carries for what, 62 yards, you're thinking, oh, okay, two touchdowns, but you really got to watch the game. You said after the game, you didn't think he would be able to go, right? But for him to be able to, especially that last touchdown run, that was just a scrum to the three, to the two, to the one. I mean, I would imagine he showed you and all of his teammates a whole lot on Saturday night, didn't he?
Yeah, I think the whole thing he showed us was, you know, I'm not saying we didn't know it, but like I just had said, like, I don't know if he's going to be there. We're going to plan for without, you know, and if he's tugging on, you know, our backs, you know, somewhat in the first quarter or something like that, then, you know, darn well, we're going to put him in there and give him an opportunity. And, you know, he's got to put himself in a situation where, you know, he's not, you know, hurting himself and the team by just even wanting and trying. So it was one of those ones where no, but if he's available and he's there, he is different for us. People have to play us different. And you're right. You can look at it 62 yards on 20. Like, that's not maybe the impressive thing, but when he's out there, there are things that people have to do and honor and do things a little bit different. And ultimately the last 3 yard run is well worth a 100 yard rushing game.
No doubt. To be able to run for the amount of yards that you guys did, that's a stout defense, Captain. Obvious statement on my part there. I mean, not even 80 yards a game allowed, but it just seemed like you guys were really committed. You were just going to try to keep pounding, which I'm not sure that many of us expected that. Take us through that plan going into the game last week.
I mean, the balance of what we're doing, we've got to continue to get better at. And, you know, the idea that, look, it's not just going to happen, especially against a really good defense like Nebraska's. It's not just, okay, well, if we hand it off 6 times or 10 times or 20 times, we're going to get our 150 yards. Right. That's not the case. Sometimes you got to continue to pound at the rock in order for it to crack. And if it cracks, then you got a chance to continue to pound at it. Maybe it can break. And the commitment to it is a lot easier when, you know, all of a sudden Braylon is back there, or you've got enough guys that, you know, you can think you can pound at the rock. And I'm not sure one guy can do it, right? I mean, a stout defense like that, and in general in the Big Ten, it's really hard to say you're going to crack the rock without having enough, you know, people and things to continue to pound at the rock. So we had committed to it. You know, I feel bad that, like, the Cade Iaccomelli was going to have a big role in what he was doing. He didn't get nearly that, because, you know, Braylon all of a sudden stepped in and was able to go. And but that gives us hope that, hey, there's guys that we can continue to put in there that give us a chance to pound at that rock.
We've talked a lot, or I've asked you a lot about Tanner Mordecai, but he seems like the very definition of by any means possible. We do about the prolific passing numbers he had at SMU, and he can still sling it. That's not an issue. But his ability to run, too. I mean, Braylon got his yards, but Tanner, whatever he needs to do, right? I know at the risk of being really repetitive here, but it's repetitive in a good way. This guy can help will a team to win a game. Or so it seems, right?
He can. And I thought I knew that, you know, just from him being here in the time. But over the last 3 months, I've become even a bigger and bigger and bigger fan of his. And what is it he can do for everybody around him? You know, I mean, we had to have that. That was a part of pounding at that rock. Now, I kind of wish he would have maybe got that one extra yard in overtime that didn't seem to be able to get, but I guess he just wanted to put us in a situation where, you know, and we got to make some tougher calls. But yeah, he is continuing to impress, and he gives us a chance to do a lot of different things.
Speaking of that, how much were you grinding on that fourth and one at the five? Balls at the left hash, so you got that angle with the college hash marks for even a short field goal. How much were the wheels turning there? Or was it a fairly like, okay, well, let's go.
When we went into overtime, it was, hey, we're going to go to win this thing. We're not going to sit here and play, you know, for a situation to continue it. And so the mindset going in, I'm not saying if it would have been fourth and three that we would have went for it, but the mindset going in was, hey, we're going to play to win. And I think for me, that helped from the very get-go of, hey, we get into a situation, what are we going to do? And, you know, to be honest, if we're going to win and if we're going to win continually, we're going to have to put it on the shoulders of the offensive line. And we hadn't been successful on the two other fourth down and short tries. And in my mind, it gave us a better opportunity of saying, not playing the odds, but trusting our guys that they know what they've seen, right? There's not like they're going to have five different fourth and one calls. So they're going to have a really good idea of what they've seen and what to expect. And now it comes down to, you know, can you execute? And they did.
Yeah, they certainly did. We'll get into some defensive performances as well, because after those first two scores for Nebraska, the Badgers really locked down. And obviously we'll get into the Minnesota Golden Gophers as well. As we go to break, I want to thank our great corporate partners at Culver's, all a part of the Culver's VIP family. We thank all the families that participated. Chance to get on the field, win some cash at halftime. Again, we thank all the good folks at Culver's for being with us again during the Badger football season. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the red-hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single-game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show a bit later. We'll check in with a couple of the young guys, linebacker Christian Allegro, as well as Tretch Kekahuna, a return man. We've seen him in recent weeks and got himself into the receiving rotation as well. As I said before the break, I want to touch on some of the defensive performances from last Saturday. I know your players of the game. You have Tanner Mordecai on offense. Kaboy Ilatu, Vinny Anthony with special teams, and Preston Zachman getting that interception at the very end of overtime to help seal the game. Tell us about what you've seen out of him this year as you've you're getting to know everybody, but somebody like Preston Zachman.
I think it's consistency. And we've said that a little bit about, you know, some other guys defensively when you say, hey, what is, you know, somebody done that's been impressive. And we try to stress about the consistency. Being consistently good gives you a chance at some point in time to be great. That occasionally great does not, you know, and on defense in particular, it's really difficult to, you know, sustain and get better when you have those guys or a defense or a group of people that are consistently great or inconsistently great, right? Occasionally great, so to speak. But Preston is one of those guys that has been consistently good. And throughout the entire year, he's gotten better and better, and we've gained more and more confidence in him. He's another one of those guys that can move around and play a bunch of different roles. I actually say he had 1.5 interceptions. I guess we only give him a half of one for the one I believe, you know, had it been called the other way, I don't think it could have been overturned. But another guy that when having an opportunity to make a play, he made it.
Yeah, he's got a knack. As we saw that at the end zone interception in the Ohio State game. And I should also remind fans, by the way, that Wisconsin's defense went 2 quarters plus without Hunter Wohler. And I'm guessing it was killing him to not be in there, because after Nebraska misses a field goal at the end of the half, Hunter's sprinting to the locker room. He's fired up, and you could just see him working with his teammates up and down the sideline during the game. I mean, that could have really taken the air out of this team, Luke, but to the credit of your guys, that was not the case.
No, that's why some of those things that you come out of it and, you know, more and more impressed with, you know, how things have gone. And that's probably one of the bigger things for the whole team. And even for the defense is, you know, when you're kind of your leader goes down, the guy that everybody kind of counts on went down when he did and wasn't going to be back, how are they going to handle this? And that's where, you know, we've had our ups and downs when things like that have happened or when big plays have happened, but they stepped up. Preston is a great example of a guy that has to go in there and, you know, play maybe some of Hunter's role and move around. And Kaboy Ilatu, who, you know, probably wasn't going to play based on, you know, coming back from injury and, you know, was limited in his, you know, opportunities to practice and get one in the game. He said, well, he could be an emergency guy. And so all that kind of, you know, those guys had to really step up when we lost and when Hunter went down.
Turn our attention to Minnesota now. I know we talked about this in one of your TV show recordings. Just a different vibe when you get into a rivalry week. I mean, for you and your playing days, high school, college, and now your first time coaching a team and this rivalry game for the Axe, you sense a little different vibe with your guys during the course of the week?
I do. I mean, I think that I wanted to prepare myself. That's why we did stuff in the spring. That's why we did stuff in fall camp. I wanted to make sure we prepared the guys that were counting on, meaning, you know, the Tanner Mordecai guys that were walking in here, just to make sure they understood the magnitude of what, you know, rivalries are all about. And now that I get into it, obviously we wouldn't have to worry about that with a guy like Tanner because he's just such a mature guy. But, you know, we had a lot of new faces, you know, in the program, you know, some of those transfer guys that, you know, that we're going to count on and that we were going to count on. And so the ability for us to kind of do that in spring a little bit and for sure in fall camp, I think has set us up to be in a position where we don't have to overdo it this week. I mean, everybody understands how important this is. Now we got to go about the preparation because in these big games, it's not just about, hey, who's got the best scheme or who's got the, you know, the best play. It's going to be about who's got the greatest heart, who's got the greatest grit, who's going to play at that moment the best in that situation.
I refer a lot to Barry Alvarez when we have these conversations, but he always talked about don't peak on Tuesday, you know, in a rivalry game like this, because you're so wound up and you're flying all over the place.
you're nodding your head. There's something to that, I guess, isn't there?
There is. I mean, the emotions draw a big part of this. And regardless, when the ball's kicked off, it'll be emotional, right? Everybody will be fired up, and there's no way to say, well, we want this more than them, or they want this more than us, and they have more emotion, or we have more. Like, on the kickoff, everybody has it. And can you sustain it? Do you have the duration? And some of that means that you've got to be able to handle that emotion of the big game. And the biggest issue you could have is if you have spent it during the week. That doesn't mean you don't practice, doesn't mean you can't and have to do the things you need to do, but you got to be at your best on Saturday. And you know, that's been the focus always for me, because the rivalries that I've grown up with have always been at the end of the year. The rival we had at Cincinnati was early in the year, which was really different and unique to me. I thought a lot harder, but I talked to him about this week about rivalries at the end of the year for a reason, because at the very end of the year, it becomes much more not about just talent, right? Everybody's got nicks and bruises and guys injured. It comes down to resiliency. It comes down to a will. It comes down to programs that can play their best and be at their best at the end of the year. And I think that's what makes rivalry so much more unique, especially when they're at the end of the year.
A little bit on Minnesota here. Their quarterback, Ethan Kaliakmanis, he actually had a really productive game against the Badgers a year ago. They love to run the ball, though. I know they've had some guys banged up, as have the Badgers, obviously. But what do you see here? Is this still I mean, they can throw it, obviously, but is this about stopping, you know, here we go again, different week, stopping the run that has to be paramount in a game like this?
Well, I think it always comes down to physicality, and in a rivalry game in particular, it's going to be about physicality. But I think that it starts there. It starts up front. But I think they've got a uniqueness too, that I think they've got some really good skill on the outside. And, you know, so I don't know that you can just say, hey, you got to load this thing up and stop the run in the box. You've got to be balanced. I don't know if you ask them, you know, what do they need to do a better job of? I would imagine they would say the same thing that I would say about us offensively. We need to have balance. You know, if you just think you're going to pound it, you know, 55 times, I don't know that that's going to give you the best chance. And I would imagine they'd say the same thing. Like, they got to have some balance to being able to pound the football, but also be able to, you know, through the air, take some shots.
Yeah, Daniel Jackson, their leading receiver. Before we close off, we've got to, you know, I want to take a cheap shot here, because, you know, Mark Tauscher was going to join us. Full disclosure, we're, you know, I'm talking to Coach Fickell from Fort Myers as we record this. There's a Wisconsin basketball game tonight. Mark Tauscher is some kind of a correspondent for who, I have no idea, Luke. He was going to join us, but I think he's deep sea fishing right now. So while some of you guys are working, you know, I just want you to know that. Is there anything you'd like me to pass along to Mark here if I see him show up being a correspondent at the game?
Well, I guess that means that you guys are in the sunny, you know, Florida. If he's deep sea fishing and you're down there in Fort Myers, I hope he has a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, I guess you could pass that along to him, which most offensive linemen all have great Thanksgivings, right? I mean, their life is revolving around eating and eating in excess a lot of times. So I would imagine no matter what, he'll have a great Thanksgiving. But I just hope he's fired up and ready, because, you know, you go on vacation for a while and then you come back. Usually there's a lull. And you can't have a lull when you're in a rivalry week. You can't have a lull. Anybody that's going to be at the game with us, because we only have a few, right? We're away, better be at their peak. And so if he's been on vacation, he's been fishing, I don't know if he gets seasick and he's going to be queasy. Like, he better have his butt ready to roll. And when called upon, he better be ready to step up.
I will pass that along. He needs to start fast on Saturday in the booth. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll hear from linebacker Christian Allegro, and a bit later, we'll check in with fellow freshman Tretch Kekahuna. Celebrating more than 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. This is the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
as veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 12 tonight, under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 31 tomorrow, a dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Continuing with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Time for the players portion of our program. We'll hear from a couple of true freshmen in a little bit. We'll check in with Tretch Kekahuna, who we have seen on special teams units in recent weeks. Right now, we have a conversation with Christian Allegro, linebacker out of Connecticut. Grew up a big-time lacrosse prospect. Matter of fact, was going to go to the Naval Academy to play lacrosse, but as his high school career was progressing, his focus shifted and wanted to carve his own niche in the game of football, and I think the early returns have been very favorable. And you never know when you're going to be put into some interesting situations. And for Christian Allegro, his first taste of defense at the collegiate level came at crunch time. The final series for Illinois in that stirring fourth quarter comeback for Wisconsin. Illinois trying to drive down the field and grab the lead back in the closing seconds. In stepped Allegro, made a play by his own admission. Maybe didn't know exactly what he was doing, but he got the job done. He takes us through that afternoon in Champaign.
It was pretty bizarre. I was actually on kickoff, and I was running down the field on kickoff, and I was like in the end zone, like about to run off to the sideline, and the coach starts screaming my name, Allegro, Allegro. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on here? And they're like, you're in, you're in. So I run on the field. I'm not quite sure. They just start screaming spy, like QB spy. So I run on the field, and that was literally my only job, was to spy the QB because he was running all over the field. And luckily, I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. And I think by the second play, I was like, all right, spy the QB, you're good. Yeah, like you said, I didn't really have time to even, like, get nervous or, you sure. know what I'm saying? I just went on the field, and all I was thinking was just do your job, man. Just execute. So.
You got your hand on the ball on yeah. a pass too, yeah. right? So that'd feel pretty good.
Yeah, that
part
was
of
awesome.
That last stop.
That was awesome. Just to be able to do that, especially in crunch time. It was exciting to make my first play, especially in my freshman season. So, yeah, that was awesome.
reading about you when you came here, once you got on campus, I think the quote was, once you stepped on campus, you fell in love with the place, right? Take us through that experience the first time you visited
Wisconsin. Yeah, so I believe the first time I visited was back in December on my OV. I only visited once. I had OVs from Wake Forest to here, and I think Wake Forest was my first OV, and it was like, eh. And I came here. And it was like, I remember I came in, it was like a blizzard. And I was like, yep, this is it. I want to come here. I just fell in love with the campus, the coaching staff, you know, the position they wanted me to play. Obviously, great academics. So I just, it was something just like in my heart, in my mind, like, this is a spot for you. And here we are now. So.
Outside backer, that's what really, that's what attracted you, you said, just to be clear. Right?
Yeah, they recruited me as an outside backer. Said maybe you'll play some inside, but you know, I think they like my athleticism, and they do
for sure. People, I mean, you've been asked this, I'm sure, a lot in the recruiting process, but lacrosse was a big part of your background. Yeah. Originally that was going to be your ticket, right? Navy. When did that change? When did you really lock in, as much as you enjoy lacrosse, when did football really start to be the sport, like, okay, this is what I want to take a run at here?
So I think it was 2 years ago, my senior season at Darien High School. It was after that football season. I was committed to Navy to lacrosse that whole football season. And after that season, we won the state championship. I went 12-1, and I was like, I just knew I wanted to play football in college. I was like, as much as I love lacrosse, that was great my whole life. I just knew, because I played football lacrosse my whole life, I just knew in the back of my head I wanted to play football on another level. So I remember just talking to my mom, like, Mom, what do I do? Like, lacrosse or football? And she's like, you know, just do what you want to do. So, you know, we talked about a postgraduate year because Navy wanted me to do an extra year because of my age and stuff like that.
Sure.
I went to Avon Old Farms for a postgraduate year. And I kind of just decommitted right when I got there, kind of just banking on just getting some offers or something. So I literally just put everything into football. For that 1 year, I had a great coach, Coach Shuley. He helped me with the recruiting process and all that. And luckily, everything just worked out. And I remember just always having an eye on Wisconsin football. Just the tradition that they have here. Always wanted to come here. I always had an eye on Wisconsin football, but especially where I'm from, Darien High School, it's just known for lacrosse. Everybody wants to go to school for lacrosse.
Sure.
I kind of want to pave my own path, write a new story. I want to play football, and hopefully for those other kids that are at Darien High School, they can understand that you don't have to just play lacrosse. And you can play other sports if you want. If you want to play football, go for it. Go chase your dreams. So yeah, now we're here.
So, take us through that. How is it? Is it what you had hoped it would be? Just the experience. I mean, yeah, obviously everybody wants to win more games, this, that, and the other. But the experience here and the process of building your career and building this program, has it been what you hoped it would be so far?
Yes, I would say that. I kind of came into here just saying in my mind, like, just work as hard as you can, day in and day out. And that's kind of what I've been doing, just working, and the rest will come. So that's kind of where we're at now. And obviously, yeah, I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that I've been given on the field so far. And I'm trying to take advantage of every opportunity I get.
I see you obviously you're playing some. And there are other guys, freshmen, who are not yet but will. And there's a lot of talent there. I mean, you guys, that young group, you feel pretty excited about what lies ahead for this Wisconsin program.
Yeah, we have a lot of talent in our class, and you know, all the guys are working extremely hard, whether they're in the scout or if they're in the exchange period. So, there's a lot of talent, and I have no doubt my mind will be great in these upcoming seasons.
The atmospheres of Big Ten stadiums, I mean, one of the reasons you came here is to be a part of it. If it's a night game at Camp Randall or going on the road, what's that been like for you the first time around here?
It's been unreal, especially early in the season when I started playing on special teams. It was just an unreal atmosphere. I just remember walking out of the tunnel for the first time, especially at Camp Randall, and just like looking up at the stadium, like, oh my Lord. And the away games as well. Even Washington State, just like the college atmosphere is just, it's just another level. But once you're on the field, you kind of just settle in, get in the zone. So
We're talking about getting out of there on defense in the Illinois game, and that was everything just happened quickly. But you mentioned playing special teams. Just getting in there in special teams units, has that gone a long way to help you? Okay, here's the speed of the game, so when I'm called upon to get in there with the linebackers, I have an idea of what it's like firsthand at this level.
Yeah, exactly. I think just being on special team just allows you to understand that you're still playing football. It's just a game. Just go out there, play hard, just have fun. I think, yeah, exactly like you said, I think special teams has helped me a lot, especially starting on kickoff earlier in the season and then pump block and stuff like that. Just getting a feel for the game, the pace of the game, it's helped me a lot for sure.
Well, the final thought, you said when you came here it was a big snowstorm, so you fell in love right away. Yeah. So as it gets cooler here in November, for some, that's a big adjustment. For you, it's like whatever, right?
Yeah.
Just let it be cold.
It's definitely a little colder here than it is on the East Coast, but nothing wrong with a little snow.
That's Badgers freshman linebacker Christian Allegro. Stay with us. Our freshman conversations will continue. We'll visit with Tretch Kekahuna from Hawaii in a couple of minutes. More of the Luke Fickell Show is coming up. Coach Fickell's Show is brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Our players portion of the Luke Fickell Show continues. We just heard from linebacker Christian Allegro, and now We visit with Tretch Kekahuna from Hawaii, went to the St. Louis school before finishing his high school career at Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. So Tretch has been a part of two nationally known high school football powers. He is someone with speed. Moving forward, could be a big part of the return game for Wisconsin, and certainly could have the opportunity to get into the wide receiver rotation as well. And again, in that theme of you never know when you're going to be called upon, Allegro was surprised on the fly against Illinois. For Tretch, he had a little bit more warning. He worked his way back from injury and made his debut in the kick return game against Indiana a few weeks ago.
I started to get an idea early in the week, so always on Tuesdays we have like a team meeting. Everybody regroup after that Sunday practice, and coach, we go over like the depth charts, and I see my stuff on the ones for kickoff return because Chim was out, so it was me and Vinny, so I was off returner, so that's how I found out, and then got to just know who played.
Yeah. So what was that like? They obviously didn't, they kicked the ball out of the end zone with regularity, but just being out there for the first time, what was that like?
You know, it's always a kid's dream growing up, being out there getting a snap of college football D1, so it's a great experience. Like, I feel like all my hard work pays off, or have paid off, so it just felt good to, you know, be out there just make my family proud.
There's been a pretty good Hawaii connection between Wisconsin and your home state, obviously, you know, with Nick Herbig, Kamoi Latu now. Tell us about, we'll get to the Bishop Gorman here, but just tell us about football in Hawaii and how good it is.
I would say out there in Hawaii, the football is like very, there's a certain word that like we always just use. It's like a mana, means strong in Hawaiian. So like we're always like, always strength, like we always like play hard, give our effort, and just always play hard, whatever the coach needs us, like whatever position, like how I'm doing right now, coach always puts me in, like if he needs it for one rep or kickoff return, punt, punt block, so just always be ready and just give my all.
And then Bishop Gorman, your senior year, take us through that, what that, the decision to go there, what that was like for you, you know, leaving Hawaii to go to Nevada.
First, it was a hard decision to leave because my whole family have been graduates from St. Louis, so for me to leave there, it was a very like big piece taken away from me and my family. So, but I just had to really do stuff for myself because at the end of the day, only I'm gonna do it. So, and I wasn't really getting recognition, like that much offers. So I went up there just with one goal to, you know, just make my talents exposure to the nation. So as I did that, I fulfilled up there. Had nice stats, touchdowns, made a touchdown record. I had 23 up there, and I got to compete at a high level, so it was a great experience up there, and just, it's just exactly like how college is. They prepare you just so when you come here, it's just like reps, so it's just like replicas. Like whenever you come here, you're always ready, so you know what the taste is.
So what did it come down to for you, Tretch, to choose Wisconsin? Because you had some options here. Yeah. What was the difference maker for you to come here?
I just like Coach Brown. I like his backstory, you know, like how he made it to the NFL. He knows what it takes to get to the NFL, and he's got the experience at Jacksonville. So for him to be my coach and to give me those kind of tips to get to the next level is a very big opportunity and blessing from the man above to give me a type of coach like that. So I just like that, and I like Coach Fick. He's one of the top coaches in college football, so I just like that in Big Ten too. So
it seems like you're a great fit here because you're looking at some background on you. You like video games, but you like going to the gym too.
Yeah.
You like
yes.
working out. Those are the things that you like to do outside of football and the schoolwork, right?
Sure. Yes.
So has that always been that way with you? When did you fall in love with the weight room?
I fell in love with it like with my brother when he was in high school. I was like following his path, and I would just really follow the way he worked out. Like I just always look up to him. He was my role model growing up, and he's a very like same thing like me. He's exactly the same like me. I would say he's kind of better than me, but he says I'm not, like, because I'm at D1. But I just really just follow his steps, and I fell in love with him. I believe when I was sixth grade.
Okay.
Sixth grade, I was hitting some like crazy weights. I hit 225 for one rep bench. That's
6th grade. That's 6th grade?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's too crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's better than most, or better than anyone I've ever heard of. So yeah. I was also reading something about you maybe with your family talking it over about Wisconsin. There was a quote that really resonates where you said you wanted to go to a place that can help you 40 years down the road, mm-hmm. too. I mean, obviously, there's the football component and maximizing your potential there. But it sounds like you there are other reasons, too. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the kind of place where if you do things the right way, you could it could set you up for life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, okay, then the obvious question, being where you're from, being from Hawaii, and then being in Vegas, and now being in Wisconsin, as the weather gets a little cooler, how has that adjustment been for you?
It's been very challenging. Like, people be saying, like, why am I wearing three layers of clothes when it's only, like, 40 outside? I'm like, bro, it never gets this cold. The most it gets in Hawaii is, like, 62 or something like that. So I'm not used to it, so I just stay prepared. You know, always got to be prepared for the weather. I don't like cold, so... as wear as much as there as I can to keep myself warm.
Did Kamoi give you a little heads up of what you might have to look forward to? So
him and Nick, yeah, both of them.
Did you? I would imagine you watched those guys like Nick in high school. Tell us about watching those guys go through their high school career and how good they become.
For me to be like falling and them sort of like setting the blueprint for me because I was a freshman on the varsity and they're seniors, so. Just kind of getting some playing time with them and just showing how the way they set the standard for me and like I just said the blueprint and just you know just trying to fill their shoes and maybe a little bit more do a little bit more than them so for them to do that is like is a blessing from them and so and now you see Nick like he's doing great right now so maybe I can just keep following that kind of steps and just keep praying and see how things go.
You watch Steelers games every week now?
Every game every game I always watch him like whenever he's in, I'm always watching him. Like, the moves he makes, because that guy's different.
No, he is. And I think you may be different yourself, too, because when you talked about what you did in sixth grade, but speed, you know, the track background, take us through that, because I would imagine that, you know, the training for that has helped you on the football field, too, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. You said the track?
Yes, yes.
Track, I did a pretty good job at track. I came, I think it was second or third place in the state. I ran a 10.6 in the 100 meter, and I don't ever train for track. Like, before the States, it was funny. I came up here for the, it was that Minnesota game.
Okay.
I came up here to just hang out with Nick Dam, and I guess my coach was like, where are you? Like, I was like, oh, I came up here to hang out with Nick. Like, he's like, oh, how come you don't want to come practice? States is literally, like, in a few weeks. I was like, oh, I'm not sure. He's like, well, when you come back, you got to be ready. I was like, I'll be ready, trust me. I just need one day. Just work on the block starts. That's all I needed. And then I was good, and I was out the blocks. But I came up short, but that guy that was number one, he's fast. His name's Shane. Mm-hmm. He's fast.
Okay. Guy. I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Now, you've had to come back from it. You were dealing with an injury right in camp. And when did you feel right? When you're like, okay, I'm back to where I need to be? How long did that take?
It took me a while, but I felt right, like, back to like the way Tretch was. It was around like I would say ending of Washington State when I started doing more on field stuff with Correll. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I started getting back in the groove because you know I've been off because no weight bearing for the whole fall camp and yeah pretty much just end of Washington State.
That's Badgers freshman Tretch Kekahuna. Stay with us. We're back to wrap things up on tonight's program. This is the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do, do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We thank Tretch Kekahuna and Christian Allegro for joining us on Luke Fickell's final regular season show. Friday games in the Big Ten, the annual Black Friday matchup. Iowa against Nebraska, this time in Lincoln. Huskers still looking for win number 6. You got Penn State at Michigan State. And on Saturday, the old Oaken Buckets on the line. Indiana at Purdue. You got Northwestern at Illinois. The Illini looking for win number 6. Maryland and Rutgers, both of those teams are at the 6-win mark. And then one of the early window games of some note, Ohio State and Michigan, the Buckeyes number 2 this week in the college football playoff rankings. Michigan sitting at number 3. As for the Badgers and the Gophers, our coverage will start from Minneapolis Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Kickoff from Huntington Bank Stadium set for 2:30 Central Time, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. So join us up in Minneapolis Saturday afternoon for the Badgers and the Gophers. Always a fun rivalry. We'll talk to you then on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 12 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 31 tomorrow. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248D.